This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Bjarni here once again for another episode of Oithskulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. Are you a lucky person?
Yes, I would say so.
Do you play the lottery here, the lotto?
I do, yeah, from time to time.
Yeah, I've played it a couple of times since living here. And there are lots of different ways to play, lots of different games, aren't there? It can be quite confusing.
Yeah, actually, they have, like in the app, they have several different ones. But the original one is just the lotto, the lottery.
And that's the one that our story is about this week, isn't it? Yeah. So the original lottery, the original Icelandic lottery. There are going to be some new balls, some extra balls in the in those devices.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what they're called, the tumblers.
In the globe.
Yes. Yeah. Which means that it's going to be harder to win.
Yes, that's the real reason. Yeah.
So this is the story of the increase in the number of balls, the increase in the number of numbers that you'll choose from and have to get right if you want to win. So let's put a link to this story up on the page accompanying the show. You can follow the text along as usual. We start just under the photograph of the currently the 42 balls in the tumbler thing.
Yes.
We'll go through this story line by line, then back to the start.
Yeah, flott. Til stendur að þremur tölum verði bætt við í lottó og að leikurinn verði framvegis spilaður með 45 kúlum í staðinn fyrir 42. Breytingartillagan hefur verið lögð fram af dómsmálaráðuneytinu í samráðsgátt að beiðni íslenskrar getspár. Áfram verður leikurinn spilaður þannig að reynt að giska á 5 aðaltölur og eina bónustölu. Eftir að breytingin tekur gildi verður ólíklegra að spilarar hreppi allar 5 tölur réttar. Samkvæmt núverandi fyrirkomulagi eru líkurnar á að fá allar 5 aðaltölurnar réttar rúmlega 1 á móti 850.000. Þegar búið að bæta við 3 kúlum verða líkurnar hins vegar rúmlega 1 á móti 1,2 milljón. Eftir því sem fólki fjölgar og þáttakan eykst, þá þarf að aðlaga leikinn, segir Pétur Hrafn Sigurðsson, sviðstjóri getraunasviðs hjá Íslenskri getspá. Breytingin sé því aðlögun að fólksfjölgun hér á landi. Tölunum í lottó hefur verið fjölgað nokkrum sinnum í gegnum tíðina. En fyrstum sinn var spilað með 32 tölum þegar lottó hófst árið 1986. Lengst af var leikurinn spilaður með 38 tölum en síðast var þeim fjölgað árið 2022 í 42.
Now, before we go back to the start, I want to ask you a question about this because as you can see, if you look at the text accompanying this show, the numbers, many of the numbers we're talking about are written as numerals, not as words. So when you're reading this as an Icelandic speaker, how do you know which case to put the numbers in when you're reading aloud? Are you reading ahead to see what the case is? Or?
Well, in a way, yes, because the brain has to have maybe a millisecond to check what's happening.
Yes.
And especially, like we have spoken about, if it's on the range 1 to 4,
That's the danger zone.
That's the danger zone. Yes. So there we have to check. And we could even not be all in agreement, you know, because you can sometimes, and not necessarily here, but sometimes you could see it, it could fit with a dative. It could fit with a genitive. You know, it depends on how you look at the structure of the phrase and so on.
But there'll be, it's not instinct, I guess, but being a native Icelandic speaker, you will be able to sense what the number is doing in a sentence a lot of the time.
I would guess, yes. In general, yes. But of course, there can be, and often we all, I think, we stumble on certain phrases or so on. Would you say it like that? Or would you say it, then especially discussing the cases.
Yes.
You know, in what case, who is deciding?
Who's deciding,
yeah, at that, in that special.
Well, actually, yeah. I think in this story, mm-hmm. it's only the numbers 1 and 2 that we've got to worry about, because we've got a 32 exactly. and a 42 and a 1 and a 1.2. So yes. all the numbers end in 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a 45, that doesn't matter. There's a 38, that doesn't matter. And there's a 2022, which might.
Yeah.
Which is the year. So yeah. let's
check it out.
Let's
yeah.
pull it all apart.
Yeah.
Go back to the start. This is the story of the new numbers that are coming to the Icelandic lotto. We'll start once again with the very first sentence and we'll go through this line by line.
Já. Til stendur að þremur tölum verði bætt við í lotto og að leikurinn verði framvegis spilaður með 45 kúlum í staðinn fyrir 42. It's planned or it's in foresight that three numbers will be added to the lottery and that the game will on forward be played with 45 balls instead of 42. And exactly here we, like we said, we say í staðinn fyrir 42, we could also say í staðinn fyrir 42, we could be there either accusative or dative. It depends on will we let í staðinn fyrir rule that normally demands accusative,
okay.
like I said it before,
yes, yes.
42. Or should we go more backwards and should we look at the með,
right.
the preposition með, then here demands dative. And therefore we say, even though we don't see it in 45, we see it in kúlum. Kúlum is dative plural because of the með. And should this með govern all the way to the end of the sentence or not?
What's the rule?
We don't have the rule. you just have to, it's a syntax question.
Right. So either would be...
Either
acceptable.
Would be possible and, yeah. and understandable,
okay.
but it's the question, for how long does the preposition með rule?
Yes, yes.
Does it rule until...
The very end of the sentence
exactly.
or not. Yeah,
or
yeah,
does
yeah.
it just rule until the next preposition, the e, there comes?
And the way that you read it, í staðinn fyrir was what
ruled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just took it by instinct. I did it like that.
Yes,
but
yes.
I could say, if I repeat it, með 45 kúlum í staðinn fyrir 42. I could let the dative live until
then. And that would sound right as well.
When
you say it, does it sound right in your head or does it
yeah,
sound less right?
But maybe it's a bit stretched.
Okay, okay.
Because maybe you could think, oh yes, is the með still... ruling there.
Yes, yeah. yes. And we should also say at the start of that paragraph, we've only talked about the numbers that are written as numbers being complicated. We had
Þremur.
Which was written as a word.
Exactly. Because often we see, especially if it's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Just
yes.
The primal four. Then we often see it, of course, written out to explain or to simplify. Yeah, so we can see it at once,
yes.
what case we need. But normally we don't do it if we have a larger number, like 42.
Yes.
We just
yes.
write.
And that's nothing to do really with Icelandic. That's
no, no.
just the style in which text
exactly.
is written in many languages. Indeed.
Exactly.
Okay, so
yeah.
we've done a lot on that first sentence. Yeah. Let's carry
yeah.
on.
Breytingartillagan hefur verið lögð fram af dómsmálaráðuneytinu í samráðsgátt að beiðni íslenskrar getspár. So the proposed change has been presented by the Ministry of Justice, because this is a big thing, of course.
And there's that long word there.
Yeah, dómsmálaráðuneytinu. Í samráðsgátt, yeah, let's see, what English term do we have for that? That's where they publish the proposals and everybody can leave a comment.
It's the consultation website, the government
oh, yes.
consultation website,
exactly.
which again doesn't exist in all countries, never mind all languages,
mm-hmm.
but it's a website where you can
exactly.
offer your opinion on proposed bills,
exactly.
proposed
and we,
laws.
We have this term for it in Icelandic, samráðsgátt, where samráð means like, group discussion or even cooperation and so on. So it's really positive thinking
yes.
and hopefully gets a very positive result.
Hopefully.
Yeah. On the request of Íslensk getspá, and that's the lottery, the official lottery company run by the sports, actually. So it's if you're sad over you're not winning, still everybody wins, like they say, because it goes to the sports in Iceland.
So so sports people and these sporting organizations benefit from the money that's spent.
So we can happily contribute to Lotto.
That's the idea. Yes.
Áfram verður leikurinn spilaður þannig að reynt að giska á fimm aðaltölur og eina bónustölu. So still the game will be played on in that way that you try to guess, giska is to guess, five primary numbers and one bonus number.
Yes.
Exactly. Eftir að breytingin tekur gildi verður ólíklegra að spilarar hreppi allar fimm tölur réttar. After this change will be in motion, it will become less likely that the players will get all five numbers correct. Samkvæmt núverandi fyrirkomulagi eru líkurnar á að fá allar fimm aðaltölurnar réttar rúmlega 1 á móti 850,000. By the existing system, the chances of getting all five correct is 1 against 850,000. That I think is very good, relatively, compared to many lotteries.
Yeah, I think in the UK, the chances of winning are like 1 in 14 million or something. Yeah, don't quote me on that, but
it
seems, my memory is that it's a lot more difficult than that.
Þegar búið að bæta við þremur kúlum, verða líkurnar hins vegar rúmlega 1 á móti 1,2 miljónum. When you have added three balls to it, the chances, on the other hand, will be so over 1 against 1.2 million. And here, á móti, again with the numbers, would demand dative. So 1,2 miljónum. Eftir því sem fólki fjölgar og þáttakan ekst, þá þarf að aðlaga leikinn, segir Pétur Rapp Sigursson, sviðstjóri getraunasviðs hjá íslenskri getspá. So by the increasing population or more people and increasing participation, þáttaka, then we need to adjust the game, aðlaga, to adjust, says Mr. Pétur Rapp Sigursson, and he has a long title. He is the head of the, gaming office at Íslensk Getspá. So he is in charge of all that.
And an interesting word there as well in that first sentence and that quote from him, because you've got three T's in a row word, þáttaka.
Þáttaka.
How rare is that?
That's relatively rare. But of course, because Icelandic is a stick together, word sticking together language, this of course can happen if we like here, we have the root is þáttur, that we adjust it just to þátt, a part of, and then we add taka to take part in something, þáttaka, participate, and then you end up with three T's.
And so you don't drop one of them, they all stay.
They all stay, but this is not a clear rule, because this can be, in some words, you can exactly omit a letter, but like with this, þáttaka, we are very strict on that to remember
it's definitely there, the three
T's there. Exactly. Breytingin sé því aðlögun að fólksfjöldun hér á landi. So the change is, they are adjusting to the increase in population here in Iceland. Tölunum í Lotto hefur verið fjölgað nokkrum sinnum í gegnum tíðina, en fyrstum sinn var spilað með 32 tölum þegar Lotto hófst árið 1986. So the numbers or the balls in Lotto have been added to a few times through the years, but at the beginning we played with 32 numbers.
Is that all?
Yeah, 32.
Okay.
Yeah. 532 was the beginning rule when Lotto started in 1986. Oh, that were great years. Many things changed in Iceland in those years. Lengst af var leikurinn spilaður með 38 tölum en síðast var þeim fjölgað árið 2022 í 42. So for the longest time, that was played with 38 numbers.
Yes.
But at the last change or addition was made in 2022 up to 42.
Gosh, only 32 numbers back in 1986. And I suppose with only 32, that means you could just about use people's birthdays for all of your choices, couldn't
you? Yeah, I think still many have, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can, you know, you can save a line or you can be in, like, prescription, you
yes.
know. And many have, you know, like, the birthdays of the family and stuff like that. And of course, you never dare to stop.
No, well, that's the thing, because wouldn't it be awful if you had numbers in your head and you always played those numbers and then you decided to stop and then you realised the next week that it would have won you, you know, tens of hundreds of millions of krona. I did win once on the Icelandic lottery.
Já, gott, frábær.
I got an email, I was very excited, and it says, congratulations, you've won 640 krona.
Exactly. But we have to be happy about everything
happy about
we
that.
Get.
I was happy about that. No. It paid for, well, didn't even pay for a drink, but anyway.
No, maybe it paid for a few lines in next week.
Yes, or perhaps a Coca-Cola in happy hour.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. So that's the story of the lottery becoming more difficult to win. Those odds are decreasing, increasing? Increasing. The lengthening. It's getting harder.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm really not a gambler. I'm not freaking out at all.
No, no, no. That's good.
Okay, so if you are playing, play responsibly, of course, and good luck. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week. It's Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.